You better clutch your nuts, honey, because it's time for Squirrel Talk.
¿A quién le importa lo que yo haga? ¿A quién le importa lo que yo diga? Yo soy así, ¡ey! Hey, what's up, y'all? We're back. Listen, we've been gone for 2 weeks. We've missed. We're delirious. You've missed us for 2 weeks. I am so sorry.
Oh, lo siento.
Lo sentimos muchísimo. It's me, Selena Vile, and
it's me, Human.
And we are here for one final review
the
of
final.
Drag Race.
Oh no, we're falling apart.
We're doing great. Uh-huh. We're doing amazing.
Mm-hmm. Living the dream.
Living the dream is the finale.
Yeah.
Drag Race España. I'm sad to see it go.
Yeah, me too. What a ride.
What a ride. We've loved this series.
We have.
I do want to say I'm not sad to be ending the podcast. Life has gotten busy. The world has reopened. Jobs. People are getting jobs again. I got myself a job.
Yes.
I have a lot of money to catch up on. So I'm spending all my time working. And I don't have time to do this anymore.
Yeah. That's just, you know, your excuse for not wanting to digitally love me anymore.
No.
That's fine.
I'll always.
Listen. Everyone listen to our breakup right now. It's happening right here.
No. It's not happening. We're not breaking up. Go watch Broken Hearted Girl. Listen.
Listen, go watch Broken Hearted Girl. I'm so, seriously, go watch it. Watch it again. Pay for it again. Seriously.
Oh, wow. Yes, please do it again. Those of you who are confused, Broken Hearted Girl is my show running at the Toronto Fringe. It is a visual album. You can go to fringetoronto.com and find the digital on-demand shows. And Broken Hearted Girl is the one you want to watch. It's going well, thank you. Hugh, what about you, though? Your trailer for your upcoming series has been released.
Yes, it's true. We'll see how it goes.
Your family's trying to kill you in it, apparently.
That's what happens when you're the only Tran in the fam. No spoilers.
And no spoilers. Wait, but Patrice is in it. Patrice Goodman.
Yes, you know Patrice?
I love Patrice. Oh, I have done so much children's theater with her. She mostly choreographed, and then one time we did a show together.
She's awesome. And now that she's a mom, she bakes like crazy. That's like, she just loves to bake. And so she would bring cookies and things to set all the time. Like just Tupperwares.
She's just really taken on mom personality.
Yeah, it's very cute. It's very cute. Yeah, she's awesome.
So tell me what else. So you have that trailer has been released. When is the show coming out? What is it called again?
It's Slasher.
It's Slasher. It's the next Slasher.
Yeah,
it's Blood versus No, wait. It's not Blood versus Water versus Survivor season.
Yeah, no, it's Flesh and Blood. Flesh
and Blood. Yeah.
It's a family situation.
Oh my god. It's exciting. Very exciting. Are you excited?
I'm excited. I just like, I watched the trailer and I giggled because I didn't realize how much my voice had changed. And I'm like, enough to kill us? And I was like, it's good. It's going to be interesting. I think it'll be fun to watch.
That is very interesting to have like, a part of who you were is now like immortalized on film.
I know, it's pretty wild. Oh my god, I just finished filming Why the Last Man, my tiny part in that show.
Wait, is this the one that you've been filming this whole time that we haven't been able to talk about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but I got cut out of, like, I'm only in 2 episodes now. It's fine. It's so
You've been
okay.
there for, like, I know. Like 8 months, and you're in
no,
2 episodes.
No, I was there for 3 months. I was filming Slasher the rest of it.
Oh, my God.
Whatever. It was so okay. I got to exchange fire with Missy Pyle. Do you have an ice cream truck? Or is that the man with
You can
with
hear
the...
it. No. This is separate from the lawn. Outside of my apartment is a lawnmower, And an ice cream. The ice cream truck comes at this hour for some bizarre reason.
For the lawn mowing folk.
They have to feed the lawnmowers.
Gotta get the refreshments in. It's a sweaty job mowing lawns. Yeah. No, but I got to, I guess they thought I had gun training. So they just put a weapon in my hand and told me to fire on camera. So I shot live rounds. It was very like scary.
Did you hurt anybody?
No, I did it. I did it in one take.
And they were like, you did it. And you were like, what did I just do? What did I just do?
Yep, that's exactly how it went. So a lot, it was.
You're a hero. Hold on. You fired, what kind of gun did you fire?
I fired, I had an MK-47 on the roof.
Is that like a rifle?
That's like a Remington, like a long ass.
It's a long.
Like scopey fucker. It's creepy. And then I also had a pistol.
Okay, tell me about the kickback on it. Did you hurt yourself?
No. It's not, there's not as much kickback as you would think, like truly and really.
What about the sound? Like,
oh yeah, it's so fucking loud. Your ears feel like, but I had little earplugs in, but but like, yeah, it was wild. It's a fucking crazy thing to fire a weapon. That's all I really have to say.
And no one asked you? No one was like, hey, are you cool?
No, they literally were like, okay, move your thumbs out of the way or else you will, like, rip the skin off both your hands. And I was like, oh, cool. So am I going to, like, get to fire this? Or and they're like, no, we're going to roll now. And I was like, oh, okay.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. I've done that now. I'm a changed man.
Yeah, you're going to have to get that tattoo now.
I mean, which one?
Get a gun tattooed on your fingers.
I can't.
So every time you do an improv gun.
No, I can't be that improv dude.
Oh my god.
I'm doing finger guns. I realize that our audience can't experience this visual glory. So.
Oh, the mental picture is there for them. Okay, don't you worry.
Cool.
Now,
no.
Next, what? No,
I want to talk more about your show.
I was going to talk more about you moving to Halifax. You moved in the middle of the night and didn't tell your family. Us, House of Lit.
Listen. No, or any family. No, I'm here. You know, it's fine. Got to do some, because live shows, right? Got to make that money.
You're there for a show.
I'm there for a show. Yeah, but I want to talk more about your show and how fucking beautiful it is and how...
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Yeah. First of all, everyone, the colors. It literally, like, it's Gaping Hole, right, who, like, mastered it and everything.
Uh-huh. Gaping Hole did a genius job of shooting this.
It's insane. Also, shout out to Ontario Place. Was it the early morning? When did you guys do that?
It was sunset.
Oh my god, that was so well colorized. Like, it was stunning. It's like a pastel cotton candy, sexy, sad, 80s, futuristic dream. Like, truly. And then the animations, there's this one part, I'm going to spoil the whole thing. Where, like, the smoke behind your, oh my god, behind your head. Like,
yeah, that was sapphire.
Oh, that was sapphire? Yeah. Okay. And Kitty Creature did the music, right?
Music. Can you believe the music? Like, the range? And, like, she was just firing those off at me. She's like, hey, I got this one for you. And I'm like, okay, I'll write the lyrics now. Like, it was, she was brilliant.
But you also, like, oh my god, your little, I think one of my favorite moments still is the opening on the steps when you're, like, prancing around and your little, like, toe, oh my god, it's, just watch this fucking show. I laughed, I cried. I was sad. I was horny. It's all of the things that you need, you know?
Yeah, it's a very sexy show. Very sexy. There's nudity. There's full frontal nudity.
There's full frontal nudity? All right. Yeah.
Orgy scenes.
The whole thing is an orgy scene, I thought.
Yeah. No, it is. The whole thing is an orgy. Yeah. One big orgy.
Yeah.
This lawnmower is getting a lot louder. Let me just close my window. There's no respect. Ugh. All right.
Jesus.
Wow.
Well, yeah, basically just watch it, the end. And pay for it!
Yeah, you gotta pay.
You do. To play. That's right.
Pay to play.
Pay to pray.
You got to pray just to make it today. Thanks, MC Hammer.
There you go.
Amazing. Good. Well, I've got a show. You're doing a one-person show.
Yeah, we got shows.
We got shows coming out the wazoo, and we're watching a show. And that show is called Drag Race España.
España. Yeah.
We missed the right. reunion last week.
We did.
Do you have any pressing thoughts on the reunion?
I do.
Okay.
Pressing? There was some drama that I just felt secondhand anxiety for Macarena, who kept reaching for Inti's hand, and Inti kept ignoring her. Did you clock that?
No.
It was the worst.
Oh my god, at what point? What were they talking about?
Like, through the whole episode, when it was, like, repetitive. I was like, oh no, I've been that person who's reaching out from behind, just trying to, yes, oh no.
Don't do it.
I know. I mean, Ugueteo was fucking stunning. Like, what else?
Yes. What a gorgeous human. Oh my god, I love Arantxa. She looks so funny.
Oh, I know. She's so cute. The colors. She's so herself, you know?
Yes. And this is the most, like, the most drag we've seen her. Like, the most, like, put together, I would say.
Totally.
Inti's outfit is incredible.
So good. I wrote in all caps. Yeah, and then, oh my god, the Carmen banana thing has become the gag of the season.
Who knew?
I mean, I thought we had so much more to work with, but...
Me too. I forgot it happened, TBH.
I know. I blocked it out.
And the thing is, we never got it. Like, we don't understand why.
It's like, oh my god, why is she putting a whole bunch of bananas in her? I mean, you know what? Maybe that's her special skill.
I guess. Do what you gotta do.
That's right. Oh my god, and Davima, I just... Like, she looks hot as fuck, but I just don't like her. I just don't like her.
No, her personality is really gross.
Yeah. What about Poopy's makeup? Do you remember the rainbows?
Yeah. Listen, it's the best she's looked.
I know.
Yeah, it's the best face she's done so far.
Yeah.
Good for Poops.
I know. She's sweet. That's pretty much, that's my overarching notes of that.
Carmen looks fucking hot.
Oh, Carmen's passing. Like, Carmen passes.
Yeah.
As a fucking cis woman. Like.
Yeah.
It's wild.
She's gorgeous. What?
Who was it? Oh, it was Killer's hat with, like, the eye.
Yeah, the eye cut out, yeah.
I dug that.
She looks great. I don't know. For me, anything Killer does, I'm going to be like, okay, but who are you?
Well, yeah. Eternally.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's... I don't know. But I do love that hat piece. Oh.
Did anything happen in this reunion that stood out to you? Because not to me, except... No.
No, like, not at all.
Yeah, they literally just went through, like, these were your moments. Okay, bye! Like, yeah, there was no, like, you said this, we did that. And it's odd to me, this is clearly filmed during filming. Like,
yes!
Because usually, they go home, they come back and film a reunion that would air in this spot. And they would fight about things that they said on Twitter, things that they saw them say on TV that they didn't know that they said in the confessionals. But we're not getting any of that. So there's, like, no drama happening.
No, here. The most drama we got was, for a second, it seemed like we might see the Dovima Canceria storyline, and then it was like,
they gave us nothing, those fucking idiots.
I don't think there's anything there.
There's nothing.
Davima's too much of a bitch. Yeah, she would say it if there was. Yeah.
Yeah, they fucking made it up.
Hot take, yeah.
For attention.
Exactly. And then, oh, I guess they talked about Inti for a little bit, but we already had heard that whole debacle.
Yeah, same with Dovima's exit. Like, everything that they talked about were things we've already talked about.
Yeah. Yeah, I would have just liked more Arantxa time because she's just so cute. But
yeah, we love our little Arantxa here.
Yeah.
What's her name? Boopy wins Miss Congeniality. Oh, yeah.
Which I thought it might be Carmen who won.
She would be the logical winner, but I think the winner cannot be in the top three.
Right.
And Boopy's been eliminated. Boopy's been a bitch to a lot of people, though.
I know. So, like, she's a fucking...
Like, legit, though, who would you give it to, though?
Me, personally?
Yes. I thought you were saying to me. I would give it to me.
I would give it to myself? No. I would give it to... Like, yeah, I know I can't... What about Arantxa? Like,
That's the only other logical person. Because, like, we love Ugueteo, but Ugueteo didn't really...
bond with anyone.
Yeah. And then, like, Dovima's a bitch. Inti was gone in episode 3.
And, you know, wasn't the kindest. Like, had some...
Right.
Understandably, like, whatever, but... Yeah.
Yeah, we don't need her to be the kindest.
No. Poopy's just... It was like they had to award her something, was the kind of feeling, because she's Poopy, you know what I mean?
But, and then they gave her the honor of, like, you're going to come and crown the winner with me. That makes no sense why Miss Congeniality would be
so
there.
Confused about that.
Yeah.
Whatever. They made their choices. But it really was kind of a filler of a reunion. Like,
it was.
Yeah. That's okay. Everyone looks cute. It's fine. Oh, Drake Vulcano. I forgot completely about her.
I know, me too.
And then those feet. And then she's so cute out of drag. She is so cute.
She's a cute man.
Yeah. But like, what, those shoes. I just can't.
I know. Like, let them go. I'm done with them.
Truly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's that.
Yeah, that's that episode, basically.
Yeah.
Look at us go.
We're just flying through this thing.
Woo!
Okay. Let's talk about what we really need to talk about, which is the finale. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Okay. So let's do this.
Okay.
So Poopy's gone. They come in, wipe the mirror. Things are fine. I don't really know. They're all like happy for each other being in the top three, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I think, Carmen did kind of stir some shit in when she mentioned to Saji, she was talking about Dovima, she brought that up. That was the first time I saw her kind of be a little bit bitchy, which is understandable. It's the final three, like, if you're going to play mind games.
Is this where she's like, I didn't get to know you, or is it the one you're talking about?
I can't remember exactly what she said. I think it was, I didn't get to know you, yeah.
Yeah. That was during the makeup talk. That was like when they were doing the makeup.
Right.
So we'll get to that. We'll get to that.
I'm so sorry.
Listen, stop jumping. You've done so many of these episodes. How do you not know the format yet?
I get excited. I jump ahead.
And I just can't have it. You know who else gets excited? Valentina is excited to show up and talk to the girls.
Right?
She has a beard. I did not think she would ever grow a beard.
Yeah. But it works.
It works.
What do you think as a bearded queen? What's your read on this?
Oh, I'd love to see anybody with a beard. I love a beard.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. But like, she also had a unibrow.
Yes.
Where'd that come from? Did she draw that?
Yeah, she had it grafted. It's a style choice.
I feel like it.
Yeah. No, I know. I don't know. I thought she looked cute. Like, whatever. I'm a fan. I've always liked her. So.
Yeah. Yeah. She introduces them to the challenge, which is going to be, they're going to do a music video to You Wear It Well, which they did You Wear It Well on Canada's Drag Race last season. Pick a new song.
Like, come on.
That's A. And B, I don't know what the B is, but here comes Supreme.
Oh.
Who warns them that they're going to have to do the lip sync in English.
I know. Which is kind of cruel. That's what I thought, but...
Yeah, like, I cannot believe his lawnmower is still going.
How much lawn is there to mow?
How much lawn is there to mow? And like, this is like a building across the street, so he's like on an industrial, like a sit down lawnmower.
He's riding a fucking tractor trailer across. Yeah, yeah. All right.
Yes, in Parkdale, like fuck off. But no. So I'm shocked because I would think that they're used to lip syncing in English. Like I would figure that like they do Lady Gaga over there.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? I would figure that they'd all do like an assortment of Anglo singers, but
well, that's a good point. I think what was they were making it seem like because they actually had them singing clips of it in the rehearsal, right? And or like they showed us pieces of that, and I think that's unrealistic because you never actually would say it. It doesn't matter how it sounds phonetically; it's just what your lips are doing, right?
Yeah,
which is so different.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was shocking hearing Killer. Killer was like, I speak English, and then when she would speak English, I was like, oh my god, you really don't.
At all.
That's Carmen a thick was a, accent.
Yeah, Carmen was pretty, like, would she kind of do it?
No. She looked good.
She looked good doing it.
Lip syncing, maybe, but not speaking. Like, all of her speaking in English was terrible.
It wasn't great, but also that's not part of, you know, that's not an expected aspect of being Spain's drag queen to be able to be fluent in English, right?
It's not an aspect of being a human being. Not everybody has to speak English.
Less, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love when Carmen was like, these lyrics are fucking stupid.
I know. They're so like, dumb.
Like, yeah, Carmen, they are.
They're
Thank
really
you.
Fucking dumb.
Finally, someone on Drag Race said that RuPaul's music is fucking stupid.
It's bad. Do you not think it's bad?
I think most of it. I think there's a couple where I'm like, that's good.
Like,
there's
I could do that. Yeah.
Mad.
You Wear It Well sucks. I mean, it's catchy. It's like a virus that takes over your brain and it gets stuck in there. Uh-huh. But that doesn't mean you want it in there.
No. Mm-hmm. No, get it out. Where's the vaccine for RuPaul's music?
That's right. It's the next one. It's the variant. Yeah.
Okay, so they have to do their chit chat with Supreme out of drag, and I think they're calling this one a breakfast. Usually, it's like a lunch. Lunch.
Yeah, the breakfast.
Okay, what did we learn? Did we learn anything new about these people? I learned about Killer. I learned where her fucking name comes from.
Oh yeah.
Where we're like, why does this person have a stupid name?
It's because
it comes from Queen and the musical We Will Rock You.
Yeah, which is like, it was a nice story. And I appreciate that as a person, like, you know, musical theater background.
I mean, the fact that first of all, the fact that a church.
I know. I know.
Putting on a production of We Will Rock You to Queen's music. First of all.
Halle fucking Luya. That's my first step.
Yeah. And then the fact that that Killer then started receiving hate mail and harassment from people in the congregation saying she shouldn't be around children.
Yeah, which is, ugh.
Yeah, that's gross. It's gross.
It's a gross tale as old as time. But she fucking took, it's like, okay, she took that and she made it into her fucking superpower.
Yeah.
So that's cool. It's great. I mean, I don't know. I will never judge anyone's choice for, you know, what they're calling their drag or anything. Personally, I think that would be a lot to carry all the time,
mm-hmm.
to be linked to that moment.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how much, you know, I wonder how, if it's not almost holding her back. She seems to have grown so much since like that time, you know?
Yeah, and I believe she has. Like, I think maybe that character unlocked something for her. So it's not so much about the story of what happened when she played the character, but it's just the character itself.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense, yeah.
That did it for her.
A change.
Also, I'm kind of like, you can't just walk into a musical and then steal the name of a character for your own persona. Like, what if I walked around calling myself Sweet Charity? You know what I mean?
No, I don't think it would work on you, but it's... No, call yourself whatever. Yeah, like, how can he... I don't know. It kind of goes back to, like, who is she exactly?
She has a little bit of a Cancerio syndrome where she stole somebody else's identity.
So we've got two queens who have stolen identities and Carmen.
And Carmen, that's right.
Right.
Well, Carmen is the next one to sit down.
Yeah.
Love this story.
I love her. I fucking love her.
We just, every time we see her, we like learn a little bit more about her that like makes you fall in love with her. The fact that she grew up poor with, because she doesn't look like, she looks like rich. She looks like money.
Oh my God. She looks like money. Yeah.
And her father was a blacksmith. Her mother was a maid, which I'm like, is this the 1800s?
I know, like, literally.
Who's a blacksmith?
Like her mother is a chambermaid is literally the words. I know. It's cool though. It's cool as fuck.
Yeah.
Blacksmithing is an art.
And she was never able to afford design school. So she was self-taught by watching her grandmother.
Which is beautiful.
Yeah.
Ugh. And look at, that's self-taught. Like, I'm sorry,
I know. It's like Lucinda Mew. Lucinda Mew is self-taught. Did you know that?
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck off, Lucinda.
Wow.
Okay, great, cool.
Yeah. Lucinda's like another fucking Carmen for me. We just can do everything.
10 out of 10. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that really made me fall deeper in love with Carmen.
Yes, even more respect. Was that, didn't know that was possible, but. And then there's.
Canceria. Who was told by Valentina to start drag, of all people.
I know.
Why is Aquaria your idol if Valentina is your reason for starting drag?
I'm trying to think, like, there. Also, I don't know. I like Valentina's. Valentina's, to me, even more iconic.
Yes! And
like, why? I just cannot comprehend. And we didn't really learn much in her sit-down, you know? Like, about her.
Yeah, I wrote down, was bullied? ? Yes. I was like, what are you talking? What is the story?
Was it bullying? It was hard to read.
Yeah.
She had like,
so you experienced what every queer person experienced?
Yeah, literally, yeah. Exactly. But it became the whole story, and maybe she's just young, and there's not much there yet, but...
Yeah, there's not a lot of depth.
Yeah. Or truth, or authenticity.
Ooh.
But she's cute.
Sure.
Can serve a look.
Yeah. But when will the look serve her?
Whoa. I don't know.
Very deep.
I know. Yeah, that was breakfast.
That was breakfast with Supreme.
It left me pretty hungry.
Oh.
I'm so sorry.
Ay, Dios mío. You know who did not leave me hungry was Carmelo Segura. Who is the choreographer, I guess?
Okay. Maybe?
The consulting
choreographer? Like, what was happening there?
Yeah. So, basically what's happening is they're each filming individually in front of a green screen. And Carmelo is just like, okay, do what you could do. Do what you got to do. Like, show me what you got. And he's like, okay, let's try this move.
Point.
Yeah.
Oh, what was interesting though was we hadn't seen Carmen like move yet, really.
Right.
And I was actually surprised. It was not easy for her.
Yeah, I was surprised too.
Right? But she did fucking work it over and over, which is just testament to, I think, how hard she just kept doing it again and again. I'm not saying it was flawless.
You know what it was for me? It wasn't even the fact that she wasn't a great dancer. It was the fact that she did not feel confident doing it. Like, it read on
her body, yeah.
And that's never read on her before.
It was kind of nice. Like,
it was.
In a human way. Like, it was kind of nice.
This took me back to the old days of Drag Race. Like, season...
One?
Yeah, season four, season five even, where people like Sharon in Alaska were like, I'm not a dancer. I don't know how to dance. I can't do this. And like, can't pick up the steps. And
oh my God, Alaska. Very true.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, especially coming out of this time when every queen is like a dancer. It's kind of interesting to see. Yeah.
Yeah. We're yawning. This is the part of the show where we yawn.
I know. We're old.
Killer is the next one.
Killer's shaking it.
Okay, listen, my note here is Killer is not a dancer but thinks she is. Killer is one of those people who is like, I can dance. It reminds me of Ellie Diamond from UK, where she's like, I can do this thing that I've seen 1,000 other drag queens do, and I can attempt it, but it's like, bitch, you're not, A, you're not doing it right. B, you have no education on where this is coming from. C, you can't execute it properly. D, go home. Like, stop.
You know, not, you can't just shimmy for every, on every move and call it technique, which is like, shimmy and shake it. I love it, but there was...
Yeah, like, I'm sorry, but that's not a duck walk. I'm sorry, but that's not a dip. Like,
that was not a, yeah. So we're too, I know, we're, I was watching this choreo, you know, this so-called choreo being like, what's this number going to look like?
How is
this, who's carrying this, you know?
Because it's not Canceria. Canceria also attempts her seductive stuff and the likes. Go slower, stop moving. So I didn't even think she was moving fast. I think she was moving at a proper pace. But like,
neither did I. But the four head rolls in both directions.
First of all, bad choreo. Second of all, bad execution.
Oh my god. It was painful. I felt like I was getting whiplash, like watching it.
Yeah. Yeah.
She looked good. Like the look was.
The look was.
Aquaria. Mm-hmm. Aquaria would have nailed the choreo, though.
Well, she would have.
Yeah.
She wouldn't even have thought of it. They wouldn't have had to give her any notes.
Exactly. So, it was an interesting,
But, like, would it have been better if Poopy was there? Would it have been better if Dovima was there? The answer is no to both.
No.
Would it have been better if Ugoseo was there? The answer is no.
No.
Like, who in this cast can dance?
I don't actually know. Can Aranza dance? No.
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 I don't think Volcano can.
No.
Inti can't.
Oh.
And then there's Macarena.
Yeah.
The Macarena.
I love the Macarena. Like, she's
one of
my favorites.
We lost her too soon.
I know. What about, yeah, no, Volcano. No,
that's everybody.
That's everybody. You're right. Okay, so no one can dance. All right. That's fine.
Yeah, it'll do. Yeah. So this video is going to be fun. And then Carmen, so when they're doing their makeup, this is when Carmen and Canceria are having their conversation where Carmen is like, okay, so listen. You did not open up. You did not show us anything. The only thing you talked about was the competition. We didn't get to know anything about you as a person, as a human being. And she's right.
I was going to say she's totally right. And I mean, okay, you don't have to, but no, but the kind of defense of Canceria, that defensiveness goes deep. It goes into her drag, and like you can you can be a private person, but that's not being private does not mean you can't be honest and open, like honest, you know, like genuine, vulnerable. Those
You're going on a TV show. If you want to be private, go do a pageant.
Literally. Or stay at home and post your pics to Instagram. I mean, I did like that after their little kind of spat, Killer said, I'm more travesti, which is like trans love, essentially, is what that translates to. Right? Which
but
I
none
thought
of them
was
are trans.
I know, but because they're in drag, you can also say that because travesti,
right?
Which was kind of
transvestite.
Exactly. It was cute. It was cute. But yeah, definitely some. That was the first time we saw Carmen like call anyone out so blatantly. I think.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Me too.
It was like,
good.
Yes.
Yeah, because she was accurate.
Right.
Oh
my god, what's the next thing you have?
Well, the next thing I have is a break. I think we should take
a
quick little break to hear from a sponsor who may or may not be there. And then we'll come back and get to the video and the runway. Oh my god, we have the finale to finish up!
Can't even wait.
Okay, see ya. And we're back. Okay, here we go. What is Supreme wearing?
I literally, that is what I wrote down. WTF. The shoulder pad feathers were the best part, but no.
To pair it with like a tuxedo dress. Like, she dresses better out of drag in the workroom.
Yeah, she looks cute in the workroom.
Yeah.
I mean, but...
the hair.
Okay, I don't know what's going on there.
What are we doing? And literally, how has she actually been using the same wig this whole time?
Every time. Is it the same wig, or does she have, like, 97 of them?
I'm sure she has multiple of the same wig.
Hawaii. Wherefore...
Why?
Yeah.
Or the budget was really low and they only had one wig to work with and they had to restyle it every time.
That's rough. Okay, but we have the Javiers and we have Javier in the green eyeshadow with the yellow lace and the slicked back hair.
Such a cute look.
Honestly,
so fucking cute.
One of the best looks of the season, I think.
I was looking at it being like, I want to make a drag outfit like that.
So good. Oh, I just want to wear that.
Yeah.
Like, to breakfast. To
the lace cuffs, like the lace doily over the shoulders. So cute.
So good. Yeah. Yeah. Next to Supreme. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah. And
palette cleanser.
Cleanse that palette.
Right.
So it's the Javiers, Ana Locking, it's just family tonight.
Oh, yeah.
And Supreme. So, first up is the video for us to watch.
Yeah.
Now, what fucks me up is that they didn't have to write any verses.
At all. Yeah, like, isn't that part of the show?
It is now. It doesn't have to be. Like, this is, again, like season five. Like, they did not have to write anything. It just were in the video.
But at this point, we come to expect that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very strange. I was very confused. Because the video was pretty... I didn't even really watch it. Like, I wasn't even paying attention to it.
It was not... I don't even remember it.
Yeah. And then they came out for the end of it to dance on stage.
Yeah, which was like... I don't know. It was weird. It's like they didn't know how to end it, and so they just threw a...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're like, oh, and we'll get them dancing on stage!
Here's another yawn.
Oh, no.
It's too late. It's late in the
evening.
I
know. We're doing great. We're doing great.
We are. We're doing amazing.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, dance-wise,
Yeah, dance-wise. Go ahead. Who do you...
Dance-wise, Killer did, like, she can't.
She tries.
She thinks she's doing it. She can. That's what it is, right?
Yeah.
And so you kind of can't stop watching because you're like, oh no. Like,
yeah.
The blind confidence. You want to watch it.
It's like a child who knows the choreo and is excited to show you.
So excited. And, like, that to me is like, aw. Like, I want you to do well because you're excited about it, but it's...
Yeah. There's nothing I hate more than watching a child dance.
What about your... Isn't it your nephew?
I mean, I love him, so I like watching what
okay.
he does, but,
yeah.
like, if I didn't know him, I'd be like, stop.
I like watching... Well, can I even say that? When you put him in your stories, I think it's a beautiful moment.
Well, he's a star. Like, he just has star quality.
Yeah.
But his moves sometimes, I'm like, okay, we need to finesse some things.
Well, right. He's like, what, 5? I mean...
He's 9 now. But he refuses to take dance classes because I think he's worried about what people will say.
Maybe that's what happened to Killer.
I think it's happened to a lot of boys.
Yeah, for sure. It's hard. Yeah. It's hard.
But I'm trying to get him in. I'm trying to get him because he needs to learn some technique.
Well, he moves well.
He'll be a great dancer.
Yeah. He'll be a fuck. And when he, I don't know, is he not a baby queen? Like.
Oh, yes.
For sure, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah, we gotta, everybody support this child.
Support my 9-year-old nephew who has no idea who you are.
Yes. Thoughts and prayers and vibes. No, but yes. Killer does move like a, you're right. That's exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Carmen,
what did you think? Stunning to look at.
Yeah.
She's pretty. She's gorgeous. She's not much of a dancer. I was going to say not even a mover, but like, I guess she can move on her own time, but not in choreo.
On the runway, she like moves well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Choreo's another thing. And then Canceria, I don't know.
I'm confused about her. Are you a dancer or are you not? I don't get it.
Canceria? Yeah, because she does tricks and like she executes them well, but then there's no, it's, I don't know. Does she have like one, maybe she has a set of moves that she's
which
like.
Which she probably learned from watching other drag queens.
Like Aquaria, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was all like really weird to watch. Yep. And then they come out in their gown.
Yes. Oh my god.
For their best drag look, which isn't necessarily
a gown. A gown.
So, what do we think of Killer Queen and her Ursula inspired outfit? Not or cut?
Cut.
Cut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big cut. Big cut. To end on that?
Yeah.
No.
But like, it could have been good. But it's pieces that don't, like, all the materials don't go together. Like, you can see that it's pieces. If it was one gown, if it was one big piece that was cohesive, it would be great. But this was just too much.
Leave it under the sea.
Oh, darling, it's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me.
I'm leaving it. I'm cutting it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could have been good.
But you're exactly right. It was like pieces. It was almost like it wasn't... It's almost like she hadn't finished it. Like, it's like when you go to fit something and then...
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Ah.
Yeah.
What about...
Okay, so we cut her, right?
Yeah, we cut her.
And then we have Carmen Farala.
I mean, not...
Really?
Okay, so here's the deal. I thought I was actually surprised because I expected so much more.
Uh-huh.
But she's just so pretty. But maybe that's not fair. I mean, because if her face was really carrying it.
Yes.
And the silhouette was weird.
It's weird. Listen, I think she's gorgeous.
Yeah.
I think this is the worst she's ever looked.
The worst.
And she still looks gorgeous. But this is my least favorite look of hers of the entire series.
Wow. My favorite, I was going back. This is worth re-mentioning. Remember the serpent?
Yes.
Oh my god.
That was a hard nut.
Exactly. Yeah, you're right. Comparatively, like...
And you know what I think it is? This hair is light, and she always wears really dark hair.
Oh!
And I think for me, it's just not working with her face, this light hair.
And, like, the light, everything was kind of a beigey tone.
Yeah.
You're right. Maybe that's what it was. I mean, yeah. I think it's a look. Like, she looks good compared to Killer.
Yes, 100%. I hate this bustle she's wearing around her waist.
Confusing.
Because it's very clearly belted that she's going to take off for the lip sync. Like, it's there's no way around it. Like, why even wear it at all? It doesn't add anything.
No,
it adds volume, but, like... But in a fake way.
It's a prop, yeah.
Yeah.
It's something to do with your hands in the last moment. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Okay, so Canceria, what's her real name?
Who cares, even?
Yeah. Oh, no.
I think Canceria looks the best out of all of them.
But I agree.
I'm still seeing too much Aquaria.
Well, yeah, but... I mean, it's the last episode. She's not going to change now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She did look the best. It was the most interesting.
Yeah. It's a gown.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
Yeah. Yeah.
She has, like, the front of it is, like, a bullhorns, like the Taurus. So, mm-hmm. like, I think she's very confused about the Zodiac and, like, what goes where.
Yeah, truly. She's just a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, bullshit rising. I don't know.
I guess because I cut the other two, I should probably give Sagittaria a nut. I guess.
I'm gonna give her halfway to nut. Like, you're almost there, but
living on a prayer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Overall, an underwhelming runway.
Truly, truly. And then the lip sync.
Then the lip sync. So,
oh my god,
the song is La Gata Bajo la Lluvia, by Rocío Dúrcal.
I just thought that was quite a choice.
You didn't like it?
Well, it could have been great, but I don't think that those...
I love it as a choice for a final song.
I think it says something. I don't think it was the execution was really...
Well, that's not the song choice's
fault. Okay. Fault. You're right. Beautiful song, beautiful message, beautiful way to go out.
Yeah.
In theory. In practice, what the fuck?
Yeah, they were all really not great, huh?
It was boring. And, like, Killer was just the same thing throughout the end. Killer, I expected to, like, at least climb and go somewhere, but...
Yeah.
It was just...
Yeah, there was... These three are not made for a ballad.
No.
Yeah, they're not...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe that was the challenge. Like, maybe that is a good choice then.
Yeah. But like, I think back to All Stars 2 finale, they did If I Were Your Woman by... Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Who does If I Were Your Woman?
I don't know. I know exactly.
It's not Patti LaBelle. It's Gladys Knight.
Is it Gladys Knight? I'm Googling that.
Yeah, please Google it because I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. No.
If I were your woman. And you
it is. Okay. Yeah. Man, yes, it is Gladys Knight, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was an excellent ballad that they all killed. And they were all very emotional through it. And like,
not today.
Yeah.
Carmen
was the... Well, okay, go ahead.
Carmen was the best, I thought.
Uh-huh.
Because...
I'm going to say Carmen was the closest.
Yes. Yes. She was the best. She offered us something near truth. I don't know. It was at least a little bit interesting to watch. She did something.
Yeah. She removed that ugly bustle off of her
Yeah,
dress.
Thank you.
And then the wig reveal.
Right. Which...
You didn't like it.
I just didn't get it.
Well, they're talking about a cat stuck in the rain.
Yeah.
And she took off her hair and had wet hair underneath because she was drenched in the rain. It was beautiful.
Oh, wait. I didn't understand it was wet hair.
Yes, it was totally wet hair. Did you not like think it was like, you're like, were you not like, why is that so flat and
Yes, red? I didn't understand. I thought like, I was like, why did she, what?
Perfect.
Oh, I gotta rewatch that now.
Yeah.
What? I did not clock that. I just thought her hair was really thin.
No. Because the line is like a cat Something stuck about... in the rain. I'm just a cat stuck in the rain or whatever.
Oh my god. Okay, well, that explains way more than I thought. Oh my god. I was so confused as to why. I'm stupid.
There you go. It's like stunning when you think about it like that.
It's actually beautiful. When you actually think, yeah, it's good.
When you actually think. So the other queens walk the runway. And there are some looks here.
Yeah.
Some of these people brought it.
I think Poopy best she ever looked.
Agreed. She looked stunning. She had hair that was styled.
It was shocking.
Yes. She looked really beautiful. Let's go through them one by one and cut these people.
Oh, yes.
The Macarena. Come on.
Oh, yes. Fuck yeah.
I wish we had seen more of her so we could know what her drag really is.
I think she's great.
This Transformer outfit is fucking cool.
Oh, it's so cool. I'm going to be following her. Like, I want to know, you know.
Yeah.
She's fucking cool.
I'm going to nut her.
I'm nutting her, too.
And then we have Drag Vulcano.
Oh, yeah. I got to bring this one up because I don't remember.
As usual, is fantastic from the waist up.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what a headdress.
It's stunning. Like, the detail.
And the makeup always goes with the outfit. It's the legs. You need to do something with your legs if you're going to wear those stupid fucking...
Every time.
Boots every time.
I don't get it. Like, I just feel like she could do so much more.
Yeah.
It's such a funny choice.
It is. Oh my god. Like, you really catch on to my aunts, eh?
I can't. I am this person. If I'm in a room with people yawning, it's just gonna...
It's automatic.
Systematic.
Hydromatic.
It's grease line.
Boom, 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 boom. Somebody coming for Drag Vulcano's platform game is Inti.
Oh yeah. Oh, this look. I was all over, like, fuck yeah.
I think it's gorgeous. I actually prefer her reunion look, and I wish she had switched them and worn the reunion look for this runway.
Okay, yeah, no, I totally appreciate that. The reunion look was, like, special.
And we didn't get to see it much because she was sitting.
I know, when she stood up, it was like, oh, shit. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, you're right. The makeup, yeah. Though, she's stunning. She's
stunning.
Beautiful, beautiful girl, yeah.
She's somebody who is young and knows herself, as opposed to Sagittaria, who is young and thinks she's someone else. Same with Color. Yes.
I shouldn't call her a girl because I know she is non-binary.
That's right.
Out of drag. But she is a beautiful, beautiful artist, yeah.
Yeah. Really is. And then Arancha Castilla La Mancha.
Oh my god. I'm bringing that up right now.
The Scream ghost face.
Oh yes. Yeah, nut.
So cool. I know a lot of people were excited about this.
It's cool because she's grown since we first saw her.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I'm a fan. Yeah.
I am a big fan.
She's such a fucking cutie.
I know.
And then here comes our star, Uwateo.
Oh my god. Fuck Uguasio. Yeah.
It's always something different. Uguasio. They keep saying it differently.
Uguasio or Uguateo? I think you can say both. Let's do both. Yeah.
What a work of art.
God, like every time. And again, this is like they say it's like found materials or like secondhand materials. Like they.
Which is wild because the colors are so vivid every time. Like,
it's so fucking beautiful. Stunning. Truly so stunning.
Stunning.
That makeup, like, oh my god.
And the makeup matches the little head on her headpiece. Fuck off.
It's perfect.
It's fucking perfect. Who are you? This person
who Guazio,
who yeah. Guazio,
right?
The biggest nut,
all of the nuts in the world, whole bushel,
the bushel and the peck. Uh-huh. Speaking of a bushel and a peck, here comes Dovima.
Okay, yeah,
and then comes Poopy. So Poopy,
yeah, no.
Listen, Dovima looks fine. She looks like Pearl.
Yep. Oh my god, exactly. That's exactly what she looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, there's too much copycat syndrome on the show.
Truly.
And then Poopy.
Poopy.
Coming out looking like we've never seen her before.
It's a whole new Poopy.
It is a whole new Poopy.
Right? Hot. This whole,
like, She-Ra look.
I love it.
These curls in the hair. Like, she looks amazing.
She looks fucking great. It's the most put together I think she's ever looked.
It is.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the wings are good. Yeah.
God bless a Poopy Poison.
Not, 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 not.
So, we have a winner. And Poopy gets to crown the winner.
For reasons unknown.
For reasons unknown. Because she's the legend of the country. And the winner is
Canceria.
No, Canceria. Don't do this. Don't tease our audience.
Oops. Whoopsie.
Yeah, it's Killer Queen.
It's soup. It's honestly, it's Javier Ambrosi. It is.
Listen, the two Javier's kiss at the end.
I know. Thank you.
Yeah, this is what we came to watch. We came to watch men on men kissing.
That's right. The Javier on Javier.
The Javier. Listen, find two men with the same name and make them kiss. That's all I care about. It's all I need in my life.
Yeah. No, it's Carmen. It's Carmen. We called it.
Yes. You're everybody welcome. Called. There's no other option. Carmen Farala. Felicidades. Eres la reina. Sí. De Drag Race España.
España, season one.
That's right. The very first winner out of España. Next up is Italy is coming.
Yeah.
Apparently Mexico is coming.
Oh.
Thailand season three is coming. Next week is the premiere of Holland season three.
That'll be.
Season two.
Wait, what? Yeah. I didn't know they had a season one.
Holland? That's who Envy Peru came from.
Oh my God.
Envy Peru is the winner of Drag Race Holland.
What? Why did I think she's...
Where did you think she was from?
I'm a mess.
Where did you think she was from? What did you think she...
I did not... I thought... I don't know where I thought she was from. Envy's from like Holland?
She's Peruvian, but she won Drag Race Holland.
Oh my God. I'm like... my. What?
Okay, so she had the exact same run as Carmen, where it was, like, no contest. She won six challenges, like, in a row.
Wait, did I see this?
You watched the episode where she guest judged, so...
Yeah.
You've heard us talk about her.
Right. Huh. Yeah, she's hot. She's Why gorgeous. Did I think she was... Wow, okay. Well, there you go. Learning things every day.
There you have it. I'm jealous you have a light switch by your bed. Mine is not next to my bed.
My light?
Light switch. You have a light switch right next to you.
Yeah, but my apartment is so tiny, Selena. I can barely... Like, look, there's my kitchen.
Oh, it is tiny. Wait, do you live there with your partner?
No.
Where's your partner?
Well, my partner's here right now, but they're in
next
another...
to you in bed? This whole time? Hello, this is the funniest thing that's ever happened to me. This entire time, I've been watching you on your bed, having no idea there was a whole other human next to you.
Most of the time, there was. And look, okay. Also this chicken.
And the chicken's there. We need the chicken.
Because I have AC, and she doesn't, so.
Why, are there separate bedrooms? Or separate apartments?
No, we live in separate apartments.
Why?
Because life.
It's time to move. It's time to have the talk.
No.
It's time to move. It's time to take the next step.
We're having a talk right now, all three of us. Oh, she's like, I can't hear anything.
It's a one-sided conversation for her.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm here to mediate. So...
You and the lawnmower.
That's right.
Yeah, no.
That's right.
No.
Incredible. Well, Hugh, this is the end of our run. This is the end of us on Squirrel Talk for now, anyway.
We made it. We did it.
We did it all the way. We are not going to be covering Drag Race Holland unless someone on the other side with, like, Hillary and Vicky choose to do it. But I have a feeling Vicky's not interested. So we'll see what happens.
But do you nut us or do you cut us? Comment below. Like,
yeah.
Subscribe.
Yeah, like, share, subscribe. Let us know if you nut or cut Hugh and Selena covering Drag Race España. I know I nut it.
I nut it all night.
Yes, you did. We've had some incredible guests.
Yes.
And I'm really upset Gay Jesus never got to do it because
I know
always had way too busy a schedule to join us.
It's true. But we love you, Gay Jesus.
Yeah, go follow their holiness.
You online. Need to. You got
remarkable
to.
Remarkable human.
Truly.
I'm going to go shower because every time I get a haircut, I need to shower because I don't like baby hairs everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Like 1,000 tiny knives.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to go eat mac and cheese.
Yes.
Delish. Oh, thumbs up. Yeah.
Yes, thumbs up for mac and cheese. I see the thumb.
Yes.
Go get garlic fingers.
Because I'm in the East Coast?
Yes. You're in Halifax.
Yeah. Okay, is that your, like, why did you throw garlic fingers out?
Because they're delicious and we don't get them here.
That's true. What about doner?
Yeah, doners are great too.
I hate doner.
You do?
It's gross. It's meat with icing sugar on it. Like, I mean.
So what you're saying is you hate Arabs.
No.
That's what I heard.
I'm going to get canceled.
Yeah.
Okay, you... I love Daener. Feed it to me. Give it to me.
There we go. That's the kind of sugar Papa likes. Great. We did it.
We fucking did it.
What Carmen. A joy. Carmen, congratulations. Felicidades.
Kent Saria.
That's life.
Ain't it just? And killer. You know what? Okay, that's it. I got nothing else.
No, we got nothing. We got nothing for killer. Nothing
we
for
gotta killer. Go.
We love you, Arancha. Great. Hugh, we'll see you when we see you.
That's right.
You'll see me when you see me. Enjoy your one-person show. You're gonna kill it.
I will, and everyone go enjoy Selena's show again. It's only up for 2 more weeks, so
yeah,
get it.
Go watch that, and keep listening to Squirrel Talk because Hillary and Vicky are here every week for you, covering Drag Race All Stars.
That's right.
Which is a very entertaining season, and those have been very entertaining episodes. Those two.
Yeah, so go listen. There's so much content for you to consume. What are you waiting for?
What are you waiting for?
That's right.
Did you know that scene in I Know What You Did Last Summer was directed by a child who won a contest?
No, it was not.
It was directed by a child who won a contest.
Was this child?
I know what you did last summer. Director, what are you waiting for? Scene.
Was this child the winner of Drag Race Holland? All roads lead back to
Drag Race. Yes, it was. Okay. Envy Peru was a child.
Oh my god, that's so cool.
I mean, Envy was probably the right age for it. So.
Oh my god, are we starting this rumor? Are we?
We're doing it.
Right.
Okay. It's out there.
Envy Peru. Out
there. We can't stop it.
Envy child. Envy Peru directed the scene. There you go.
Uh-huh. We did it.
The more you know.
The more you know. All right, Huey.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, Selene.
Go live your life. Get your mac and cheese.
Okay, Selena, say me vile.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare. I got a terrible review today, everybody.
Oh, and it called my show samey.
It said it was samey.
It's bullshit. Clearly, that isn't even an adjective or a verb or a noun.
Uh-huh. Or a descriptor.
No. No, you can't. So just go watch it and talk about how good it is because of this bullshit review.
Yeah. Yeah, go love me.
That's it. It's easy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. Okay, let's stop saying goodbye and let's actually say goodbye.
Let's go.
Okay. Goodbye now.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network. Sonar!